Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yep.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It is Friday. Out that window right there, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking pretty good. If I do say so myself. We're going to give away some Outside Lands tickets right now. All you have to do, this is your part of this, text the code word WOW to the contest line 20357. That's it. You text WOW. That's this hour's code word. We get these all day. This hour's code word is WOW. Text it to the contest line 20357. And you'll be in the running for a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes for Outside Land starring Hoosier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word is WOW. And the contest line is always the same. 20357.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we use it a lot. Use it for a lot of things. This, out of the blue, it's big. I'm not the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan in the world. I like some of his songs. You know, he's sort of undeniable. Americana, the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who are like, what about the boss? Tell me everything right now. I live and breathe for the boss. Bruce Springsteen is releasing 7 lost albums in June. 7 all at once. June 27th, this is happening.
It sounds like he's got a problem.
You mean like he's just writing too many songs?
Well, why do you keep losing your albums, dude?
I know, right?
I've got an explanation for you.
Oh, tell me everything.
From Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
I often read about myself in the 90s as having some lost period or something. Not really. Really, I was working the whole time.
Oh. Is this
during
one of them?
The pandemic, what I did for that period of time was I finished everything I had in my vault. So this is tracks 2. The lost albums are records that were full records, some of them even to the point of being mixed and not released.
There you go.
Tracks 2. So I assume there's a tracks?
Why would you mix, if like finish an album and mix it and everything and not release it?
I can't think of one reason. My other question is, why would you release 7 albums at once? Like, sign a new record deal and put out a record every year for the next 7 years. Like, I just don't understand it.
Well, good for him.
Maybe he's feeling like...
Good for the Bruce fans, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge. They're saying it's 83 previously unreleased tracks that were recorded between 1983 and 2018. 74 of them have never been heard before. Like, he's never played them live, I guess. So that means, you know, whatever, 9 of them. Maybe there's a demo floating around out there or something. It's just incredible, though. But that's, talk about a good way to use your time during the pandemic.
Go through that stuff you never finished.
Yeah. I don't know why, if he went through it in the pandemic, does he think that the pandemic's still going on? I mean, is it still going on? I can't even tell. I can't tell.
Well, every friend you have is sick.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
So ridiculous. Anyway, there you go. Tracks two, the lost albums that weren't lost, they were in his vault. Bruce Springsteen, 7 new albums in June.
Okay.
Well, they're saying 7 new albums, but really it's a box set. In total, 83 previously unreleased tracks. And people who are The Boss fans, rejoice. Shakira's in the news. This is, I love this story. It's just cute.
Okay.
She was doing a show in Mexico. She's everything you think. There's a video that goes along with this, and she's just, you know, there she is being Shakira the whole time, and she's like so cute. She's in this really tight little red outfit, and she's just looking fantastic. No lies, no hips are not lying.
I think Shakira is so hot. And
I
remember the scene that was made when J-Lo was going to be the halftime show, and they said, you got to have some, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
And they put Shakira on there with her. Shakira blew her off the stage. Like,
I agree.
I'm more into Shakira than J-Lo. Way more.
Yeah. They needed to kick Jennifer Lopez off there and just have a Shakira show.
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. They were both fine. I don't know. Does everything have to be a competition?
I'm a Shakira fan, though. So
yeah. Oh, my God. Me too.
Bring it on.
Not even that I like any of her songs. I don't like any J-Lo songs either. I don't know.
Oh, I like Shakira songs, and she's great in Zootopia.
Oh. Who does she play in Zootopia?
She plays the pop singer. I think she's a...
Are those the songs you like?
I like one of the songs, yeah, from Zootopia. Okay. If you can find it, you can't play it. Never mind. I mean, it's a cartoon.
You might be able to play it. I was for kids. It's probably safe to play.
We don't want to trouble. I mean, on a Friday,
you're right. Never mind. Pick your hands up off the keyboard. Move away. Step away from the keyboard.
Whatever song is in Zootopia by Shakira, it's good.
So she's doing a show in Mexico, mm-hmm. and she's being Shakira the whole time. And she paid tribute to her nanny. Her nanny's name is Lily Melgar. And she wanted to call her out and have her be on the stage, not just because she's a good nanny, but because she is the one who ratted out Shakira's husband for cheating.
Oh, I thought she found out because something was missing in the fridge that he would have never touched. And she went...
We had heard that, some kind of jam or something. Yeah. Well, maybe she started asking questions about it, and this chick, she's saying Lily Melgar is how she found out that there was some woman in the house. So when this all went down, Gerard Peake, he's the guy that she was married to.
Oh, okay.
Gerard Peake, that's Shakira's ex-husband.
Okay.
Apparently, Lily tells Shakira a few years ago that Gerard Peake, was messing around, and when Jared found out, Gerard, he fired Lily. He's like, you little tattletale, out with you.
Mm-hmm.
So then Shakira divorces Jared, and rehires her.
Of course she did.
Yeah. She's like, you just come to my house.
You
my
gave
new
me
house.
Loyalty. I'll give you some back. Good for her.
She gave her back pay, offered her royalties on a song called El Jefe.
Oh.
Which apparently the lyric in El Jefe translates to, hold on a second. Song pays tribute to her with the lyric, Lily Melgar, this song is for you since they didn't pay you severance. That must be a translation. It doesn't feel like a song lyric to me. And so she's on stage in Mexico, and during El Jefe, she brings Lily out on stage, and Lily's all gussied up too, and she's... dancing. She's no Shakira, don't get me wrong, but she definitely seems super happy to be included in the festivities.
Try Everything is the song from Zootopia.
Oh, are people writing it in? Or you?
I looked it up. Wow. It's a hit song, though. It's really good. Try Everything, and I believe she's an antelope.
Oh.
Hmm. Pop star antelope, but...
Yes.
She's in that movie. And it's a great movie. You've never seen Zootopia? It's really good.
You know, someday I'll have grandchildren, maybe. I mean, knock wood. It could happen. And I will watch all of the million movies that you've talked about since you had kids.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to that. That'll be fun. It'll be some new thing. I'm going to go back and watch old Yo Gabba Gabbas. So I never saw those.
Those are good too.
Were you able to find the new Miley Cyrus single?
Yes, I was. Oh,
fantastic. Miley Cyrus shares tragically timely new song called End of the World. It's the newest single from Something Beautiful.
Hold on one second.
Oh, do we not have that one? Oh, boy.
Yeah, we had a little incident there.
That's fine. Well, we had a little incident earlier, too. It seems like we get some wires. Yes, it is. So, Something Beautiful. This is the 9th studio album from Miley Cyrus. The next single is called End of the World, and it's they call it an escapist tune, an invitation to relinquish responsibilities and just dance it out in the face of the inevitable apocalypse. Cheer up, everyone. The end is coming. Just dance. It's all going to be fine. So let's see. End of the World follows, I guess there were two. Oh, do you have it?
Just a little taste.
All right, here we go. I wanted to have a big hit.
You really got to watch the video to appreciate it.
That's the way with her, isn't it? Okay, turn it up.
Yeah.
This is Miley Cyrus.
This is Miley. Yeah. I will say that I'm looking at the video right now, and that is the way. It's always the way with her. She's visually, she is magnificent.
I don't know. We'll put it up on the Facebook page if it's not there already.
Yeah, I didn't put it up. I might have
right now.
Okay, thank you. I don't know. All right. So anyway, there you go. There's Miley Cyrus. She's a new song. I'm sure we'll be hearing it. If Jane, if she says so. She'll know better than we will.
Hope she gets back from Portland soon.
I know, that would be, really miss her. Kesha is in the news again. We just found out that she has a new record out called, or it's coming out this summer, and it's called Period, just the dot. You
know, yes.
Like dot com period. She has announced her tour, which I cannot say the name of. It's the Boobs Out tour, but it's the.
But she's the calling expression. That not dot. She's calling
it's
that period.
Okay. Yes.
And now it's the.
Tease Out tour.
Got it.
Which is, you know, that is on brand for Kesha. Not that she flashed us or anything when we saw her live. Did she? I don't remember.
I don't know. If I would have missed that part, I'm sure. But
is that just like, that's just an expression like, we're going to go crazy. We're going T's out.
Okay.
Or B's out. I mean, sometimes that happens too. Depending on like, I don't know if it's a boys tour or a girls tour.
Oh, okay. Well, that's more
B's
of a
B's to
term.
The wall, T's to the wall. I don't know. Is that a thing?
It's not a thing.
Oh.
Guys don't. Mm. I mean, they may go B's out.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means you're going
crazy. You're going all out.
I know, but there's
out.
No like actual
all
place
out.
Where guys, you know, pull their bees out.
What about locker rooms?
It's not.
Isn't that a place for that?
Those things don't translate.
It's called hanging brain.
What?
Hanging what?
Brain.
As in that's where you're doing all your best thinking from down there? Is it called that? What? Wait a minute. What is happening?
I don't know. We're talking in veiled references and it's not working out.
Let's stop doing it.
I am a fan of Kesha.
Kesha has a new tour out with the Scissor Sisters for the summer of 2025. And yes. What
I'll
is
tell
it?
You after you say words. Say
and
the rest
it's
of your
called
stuff.
The Tease Out Tour. Go ahead.
You know that band you like? I think they're called Wet Leg.
Yes.
They have a new album coming out. So, have you been seeing this?
I listened to the first single the other day ago.
And?
It's them, you
okay.
know. It's
But
no,
you weren't like, oh, I love it.
Well, there's that Chase Long song that I love. But they're great. And I enjoy them. Go on.
No, that's it.
Oh, that was it.
I just saw that they've got another album coming out. And I remember you really love them.
Are they involved with the Kesha tour?
No, it has nothing to do with anything other than I remembered that band you like.
Now, it looks like we're early on her tour, the Tease Out tour. Kesha
as in San Francisco.
As in Mountain View.
Okay.
So at the Shoreline Amphitheater on July 3rd. I'm looking to see if there's anything else. She's also in Southern California at the Kia Forum on July 5th. That's those are dicey dates. A lot of people go do stuff around the 4th of July. So I don't know if that'll make it more difficult for people to see her, but and I don't see any other California dates, at least not yet. So, but big summer tour with the T's out. There you go. That's what Kesha's up to. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Fast facts and cheeseburgers and more after these.
Cheeseburgers.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice. At night. Yay! It is Friday, so there will be a Friday night. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated by checking out our Facebook page.
That's so good. Wow. Wow.
Here's what's happening. We've got mostly sunny skies in downtown San Francisco right now, and that's expected to last throughout the day, but clouds will show up later tonight or later this evening and through the weekend with rain possible for Monday, especially in the North Bay.
Ew. I mean, yay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I almost went full-blown security guard on our own boss.
What happened?
I saw the corner office door was shut, and I was like, she's not here. I'm going in there, and I'm going to... And then I went, you know, for the door, and then she was like, hey, Vin.
Oh.
Like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, here you are.
What were you doing going in?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, I didn't see her here today. Why is it...
So what were you going in there for? Just like root through her desk or something?
No,
or?
I'm the one who was going to stop the crime from happening. What are you doing in her office, Sarah? Or
was
Maddie?
Was I in there? No, or you thought someone was in there, but it turned out to be her. I don't know. I don't understand.
I got it.
What didn't I say? I'm sorry. My bad.
It sounded like you were like sneaking into her office and she caught you.
Full security guard. I'm the one guarding her stuffs. The corner office.
Did you tell
office.
Her that?
No, I didn't because she didn't. She just went, hey. And I went, oh, you're here. I guess I don't have to protect your stuffs from, you know, some random person at the game.
Right. They're always rifling those through everyone's guys. Stuff.
Yelling and rifling.
Speaking of the game.
They are loud.
They're a sports channel. Yeah. And we do have the Giants home opener today. So you will see traffic in downtown San Francisco thanks to the Giants.
What time
home
is that?
Opener. It's 1:35 versus Seattle. Mm. Go, Giants.
That's going to be a beautiful game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, we got some guys down here. Look, you look so wistful. I mean, you could probably ask them. I bet you they could.
I'm not a Giants fan, but I love going to baseball.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
I would go. Yeah.
Well, that's right. You're an A's fan.
Yeah, and I'm not going to Sacramento.
You're going to, did you just say, what did you say into your breath?
I said I'm probably not going to go to Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you're going to go to Sacramento.
I might go up for one game at least.
All right. This story, I mentioned cheeseburgers, and everyone went, oh, my God, I want a cheese.
Sounds so good.
This story is the unhealthiest fast food cheeseburger.
Oh, the worst one. So probably the one that tastes the best.
It's at Five Guys.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it because there's so much meat?
Five Guys is the one where they're not a drive-thru, right?
I have no
idea. They'll do food to go.
I've eaten there literally one time.
But you can't drive-thru there.
There's not a drive-thru for Five Guys.
Which you would assume that means it's... the better of the ones, but I guess not. It's the unhealthiest fast food cheeseburger followed by Smash Burger and Whataburger.
Is it because they're just big burgers?
Might be part of it. They say they have all the breakdown at, what is this article from? Well, it looks like it's on AOL.com.
Oh, okay.
What?
AOL.com, is that a thing?
Coming in at number 10 is a local favorite, which is In-N-Out Burger. So that means it's not the least healthy burger. It's down the list quite a ways.
But it is.
Well, any burger's going to make the list.
Is McDonald's higher than In-N-Out?
Where is McDonald's? Let me look.
Is it in the top 10 of the least healthy burger? Because there's so little meat in that you would think would be.
Healthier?
Yeah.
Sonic came in at 5. So that's Carl's Jr., Sonic, Wendy's Fat Burger? I don't know that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah, I know Fat Burger.
Oh.
I don't know if it's just on the East Coast or not, though.
Shake Shack comes in at 7. These are the least healthy burgers, everyone. Right. Dairy least... Queen.
Oh.
In-N-Out. Mm. A&W. Jack in the Box. Burger King. Oh, McDonald's comes in at 14.
Oh. So it's healthier
than
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
It is hard
In-N-Out
to believe.
In-N-Out feels so healthy.
Feels healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's so fresh.
The New York Times has a story now talking about how Easter is right around the corner, and it probably hasn't occurred to many of you yet, but eggs are hard to come by these days.
Mm.
And if you get eggs, you should probably eat them and not color them or hide them in the yard. Eggs, they're expensive.
You can still eat a colored egg if you've hard-boiled it.
Right.
I would still do that.
You would?
You know what? I got to check my calendar. I agreed to somebody's egg decorating party.
What?
When is Easter, please?
Is it the next 20th. Week? Remember, we decided, we figured out it was on Doobie Weed Day. Didn't we?
Yes, on 420. So it must be the weekend before that I have to go to this thing.
You have to.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
What is it?
Every bunch of old ladies from my neighborhood get together and we all decorate eggs together. Egg decorating party.
The New York Times says eggs are so expensive, people are going to be dying potatoes for Easter.
Oh. It's not the worst idea I've heard.
It's not a new idea. The marketing group Potatoes USA tried to make it a thing in 23 as food prices were rising. PETA also wanted the White House Easter egg roll to use potatoes last year. They wouldn't do it. The New York Times says videos on how to dye or paint potatoes have been trending recently. So get ready for Easter potatoes since eggs are, again, pretty hard to come by and extra expensive.
I don't really want to hurt potatoes' feelings, but I just don't see that happening.
What?
I just can't. Maybe I need to do more investigation into that. It just doesn't feel like that's a good replacement.
The Easter potato.
Mm.
This Bay Area city ranks most expensive in the U.S. to live comfortably.
Is it Ross?
It's San Jose.
Oh, what? Really?
San Jose. Well, I mean, those other little towns. Yes, Ross. Not Burlingame, but what's Hillsboro right above it. Yeah. There's a few.
There's a bunch right in that Hillsboro
area.
There's
one that starts with an A over.
Atherton.
That's like the big one.
Is there a W one too?
Woodside?
Yeah.
Woodside's pretty. San Jose is the highest salary needed to live comfortably in the United States. Mm. It surpasses New York.
Incredible.
There are other Bay Area cities on the list, but San Jose is the biggest. Did you know that? San Jose is the biggest Bay Area city.
I didn't know that. It makes sense, though. It is really large.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you're going to need dough. They say it requires a single person to make $147,000. Can you imagine that? You got to make six figures by yourself to live comfortably in San Jose.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
What is the population
of San Jose?
I'm trying to see if I can. I asked wrong. Never mind.
April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Okay.
And you'll be glad
to know. Don't be distracted by that.
Everyone says they never touch their phone when they drive.
Oh, is that so?
75% of Americans say I never touch my phone when I drive.
So it's that one that's one in four people who's screwing it all up for everybody else.
No, it's the subject you can't say out loud because you know damn well everyone in the room is going to attack you. It's like recreational angel dust. You know everyone's going to go, that's not a thing.
Recreational angel dust.
Or whatever, you know, like right.
the thing you would never want to own up to it because you know it's so frowned upon.
Right.
Like if you drive drunk every weekend, but you're like, I would ever do that.
Right. That's my point.
Right. Got it. Good point.
I don't know if anyone still does angel dust or if it's ever been a recreational drug. I don't think so.
I don't. I mean, it seems like you have to be really serious to be on. Is that the same as PCP?
I don't know.
Is that the thing where people like get naked and eat other people's faces.
No, that's what were those called?
Bath salts.
Either way, I just was going for the thing that has the, you know, there's no way you can argue you're recreationally using angel dust.
Right. You have a real problem if you're using angel dust. Sounds so sweet. It's like pixie dust or fairy dust.
Well, the cop shows, when I was a kid, used to show that, you know, you're going to jump off a building. If you do angel dust, you're definitely. Yeah,
you go crazy.
Yeah, you go crazy and jump off a building. Duh.
Which, this guy must have been on angel dust.
Why would you do that then? I don't get it.
Yeah. It's just so fun.
I guess. Mm. Anyway, 74% of Americans claim they haven't touched their phone while driving in over a year.
Well, I can't say that.
Well, of course you can't. No one can.
Because
all those people lied.
I think so, too. I mean, even if you're making a concerted effort not to, there's always something.
Well,
I mean, I suppose, you know, my phone is hooked up through my car, so that I don't have to touch my phone for that. But sometimes I have to stop, you know, the thing I'm listening to is on my phone. So, that's a problem.
I absolutely now in my new car have it better because the screen does have my whole phone.
Yeah.
So if I want my maps on, it's there.
Well, and
I
don't have to
look at my phone. So that helps a lot. But yeah, I mean, come on. 3/4 of you haven't touched your phone while driving.
Yeah.
In over a year.
That's a bold thing to say.
Lying liars that lie. The 10 best jobs for introverts.
Oh.
Radiologists came in at number one.
Oh, really?
Working with x-rays, MRIs, and ultrasounds. And that job, the median salary is $350,000. Dang.
You know, I think that radiologists and like people who operate sonograms and stuff, they're not the doctors. So I don't think they're supposed to do the thing and take all the pictures and capture all the images, but they aren't supposed to discuss it. That's for your doctor.
Right.
So that actually does make sense. They'd even have to have a pat answer. Like I'm not allowed to tell you what I see.
No, they don't do that. I have had pleasant exchanges with them, but yes, they basically say, please lay here, do this, do that, do this. And it's all business from that point on. So radiologist, the number one job if you're an introvert.
And pays really well.
Computer and information research scientist.
Mm. Is that just long days staring at a computer?
I guess. Is that what your boy majored in? Computer science, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's that. I don't know.
There's a lot of computer jobs on this list, by the way.
I'll bet. A lot of them. I was going to say, because now if you work on a computer, a lot of times you can work from home. And that's what the introvert wants.
I'm still blown away at how many businesses make up Apple's footprint here in the Bay Area. Like we heard about the big, spaceship.
Yep.
But so many buildings along the roads that you drive in the South Bay are
satellite offices, right?
Apple. Like, oh my gosh. Really a big deal.
Right. Like you would have thought that they would build enough offices that they could do it all from one place, but no, they've run out of space already. Get back to work.
Hello.
Hello, Apple.
You're listening. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Boy, you've really been very generous with the fast facts today. I've enjoyed it, Vinny. The Friday fast fact is my favorite fast fact of all the fast facts.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
For sure. Friday fast fact.
We call actors' parts roles because in the 17th century in France, they'd get their scripts on rolls of paper. I don't like that one.
Never mind. Wow.
Oh, this one's a little dark.
Ugh. Oh, please give me the darkness. Okay.
The following people have all killed someone in a car accident. Laura Bush, Matthew Broderick, Keith Moon, Rebecca Gayhart, Caitlyn Jenner, Brandy, Vince Neil, Venus Williams, and Howard Hughes. That's dark.
Wow.
My bad, everyone.
That is that's interesting to hear all their names together. But I do like the list.
I remember the Rebecca Gayhart. I didn't know Keith Moon did that. I remember the Vince Neil one.
Yeah.
I didn't know Venus Williams did that.
I didn't either. Never heard that.
Oh.
By the way, Vinny,
you hear that?
I believe we're starting to play, we're going to play a game. But and we're going to find out who won the text contest.
Okay, great.
But don't forget, you're starting today's game with a 1 point lead.
Thank you.
I can't remember why. You can have another point if you can tell me why you got that point.
No.
Okay. Me either. So 1 point it is. All right. Who won today's text contest and has tickets now for Trevor Noah and George Lopez?
This was a late one, but I liked it. This is somebody that obviously knows the show. Then the security guard should probably check the lactation room for intruders, too. Let's milk this bit for as much as we can.
That's our winner, huh?
Yeah, I like that one.
You know what? Okay. Happy Friday, lactation joke guy.
All morning, and it doesn't, why did I even mention that on the air? Because I never think these things through.
Mm.
So stupid.
That's a good one, though.
I like that.
All right, no, that is good.
I like that one was late to the party and snuck in under the wire
snuck
there.
Snuck in at the last
By minute. The way, I don't know if that's like, you know, part of this, the thing that companies have to do. You have to have a lactation room.
They must have to.
They must have to.
Yeah.
Because we could use the space, but it's keyed. You can't get in there.
Unless you're lactating.
I guess you would have to clear that with Kieran.
And then breast milk on your key and it automatically opens. Put it up against the door and it just
write
it
up a ticket. I don't think it's this.
All right.
It's
not. No, it senses. It does. It actually
Sarah.
Is. It's lactation activation.
You squirt it for entry.
Right onto the.
All
onto
right.
The
we got
keypad.
A quiz here.
Right. Thank you.
Someone call HR.
Oh, we were talking about NASA. So I put together a little NASA quiz,
yay.
Which. Now that I think about it, Sarah might have an advantage because she loves space so much. But
I do love space. Never know, though.
You go first, Sarah.
Okay.
Which NASA space probe was the first to fly past Pluto? Voyager 1, Pioneer 10, or New Horizons?
Voyager sounds so obvious. I'll say Voyager 1. I don't care.
Pioneer 10.
Both wrong. It's New Horizons.
Wow, New Horizons.
What is the name of NASA's program to return humans to the moon by the 2020s? Is it Artemis, Orion, or Constellation?
Say the question again.
Put a pin in that. Have you gotten to the part in the book that you're reading that we both read that we're waiting for you to get
he's
to
yet?
He's
not reading it.
No, I am. I'm
he's
just
not
like,
reading
he's been
it.
Talking to this alien for like pages and pages and pages. And that's.
Yeah,
that's...
Don't give away what happens in the book.
Whatever.
You haven't gotten there yet.
But I don't know what this other, like, I'll read some, like, well, that's very, well, there's another big thing,
no.
You know, and like, oh, he's going to be able to go home, you know, but obviously it's not the right part yet.
What book is this?
It's called Project Hail Mary, and it's by the guy who wrote The Martian, Andy Weir.
I've read this.
It's such
fantastic.
A good book.
It is fantastic.
It's like
fantastic.
One of the best books.
So
he's
you know the part that I don't
months.
Know yet?
I know
don't
it
say
all.
It. Yeah,
okay,
don't
say
it.
Anyway.
He's been reading it for 6 months. One page at a time. He doesn't even like
it. May I recommend an audiobook?
No, I don't do
audiobooks. Are fantastic.
No, I like to read.
It doesn't sound like you do.
It feels like you hate science fiction, too.
There's
so many things this thing doesn't have going for it.
Yeah, I'm not a big sci guy, but I'm enjoying the
book. Please go back to question number two. Vinny has to answer first.
Sorry.
What
go
is
on.
What is the name of NASA's program to return humans to the moon by the 2020s? Artemis, Orion, or Constellation?
I was hoping for a new moon on Monday joke. B, Bob B.
I'll say Artemis.
The correct answer is Artemis.
Oh, great.
What did I say?
B.
You said Orion.
Oh, fudge.
All right.
You know, isn't Artemis another Andy Weir book?
It is. That's why I thought it was a joke.
Oh, that's what reminded you of the book, too. I got it. All right. Jesus.
It's all coming together on Friday.
All right. Sarah goes first on this one.
NASA's Mars rover Perseverance carried a small helicopter to test powered flight on another planet. What was its name? Was it Spirit, Opportunity, or Ingenuity?
I think it was... I thought it was going to be Opportunity, but I feel like it might be I'm going to say Opportunity. I don't know. It was the first
I like
thing.
Spirit.
I like that you're both wrong. It's Ingenuity.
Fudge.
You almost had it, sir.
The last cigarette I ever smoked was an American Spirit.
Mm. Gross. What was the first American spacecraft to land successfully on another planet? Is it Viking 1, Mariner 10, or Pioneer Venus?
And wait, say
the
that
first
again?
First American spacecraft to land successfully on another planet. Viking 1, Mariner 10, or Pioneer Venus?
I mean, did we land successfully on Venus? I feel like I think Vinny has to go first on this one.
Okay, Ben.
Are you smoking over there? Are you American Spirit?
Yeah, I
see. Got it.
Had a strong feeling for one.
All right, Viking 1, Mariner 10, or Pioneer Venus. Pick one out there, Smokey.
I like Venus.
Okay.
And what are the other two?
Viking 1 or Mariner 10?
I'll go Mariner 10.
Both wrong again. It's Viking 1.
Great, Viking 1. Fantastic. We're tied 1-1.
Two more of these. All right. What is the name of the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth? Was it Alan Shepard, John Glenn, or Neil Armstrong?
Oh. They weren't all together just orbiting the Earth?
The first one.
John Glenn.
Alan Shepard, Bob.
It's John Glenn. Alan right. Shepard was the first in space, but he did not orbit the Earth. All right, and finally, what's the score right now, Sarah?
2-1. Sarah's in the lead.
All right, what is the name of NASA's longest-running mission, which is still transmitting data from interstellar space? Is it Voyager 2, Pioneer 11, or Voyager 1?
Oh, that's to me?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... C, Bob. C.
Voyager 1.
Is that what I said?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll also say Voyager 1.
You both are correct. It is Voyager 1. God.
And by a score of 3-2, Sarah takes it on a Friday. I'm going to get you with a willow switch right now.
Don't say that. That brings up... That was traumatic for him.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your ass.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got another chance at Outside Lands tickets. Thank you for all the funny texts that you sent all this week. We really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see it. Are you okay over there? Or are you still smoking? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't know what the face was.
I'm just That's trying all. To relax with the ciggy, Sarah.
Yes. My bad. I'm sorry to have disturbed show. You. Yes. Great. I'll see you back here next week, Vinny.
Thank you.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.